Hey everybody, welcome to Pray Today for May the 8th. And as I think through some of the most teachable verses of the Bible, when it comes to the company that we keep, probably my favorite verse in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 15:33. And it says this: "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." Bad company corrupts good character. You know, there's a couple different ways that I have told people about this concept that comes from 1 Corinthians 15. I have said to them, and I heard this quote years ago, "If you run with the pigs all night, you're probably going to smell like them in the morning." I also have told people over and over again that you will be who you spend your time with. I've also encouraged people to look at people that they want to be like in their faith and spend time with them. You know, I think so many people are misled because they don't keep the right company. Now, we are called, no doubt, to love everyone. But loving everyone doesn't mean that we should put ourselves in positions in which we are tempted or we find ourselves talking and acting in ways that we know don't reflect who we claim to be in Christ. Now, all of us have experienced the good old term peer pressure. And there is peer pressure from the time we're very, very young to the time that we're old with the company we keep. I so many times have found myself acting differently when I'm around different people. And that's one of the things as I've grown older that I am not okay with. That is unacceptable to me. And so I strive to be the same person regardless of the company I'm with. Now, granted, if I'm around people who have a better sense of humor, people who like to laugh and be loud and boisterous, then I, of course, my personality may change and I may adapt to the company that I keep. But we're talking specifically here about sin. Do not be misled. I would venture a guess that someone listening to this today, if you look at the people in your social circles and you look at, on the other side, who you want to be in Christ and who you want to be as a follower of Christ, then I think there are people listening to this who say, "The people I spend my time with socially do not make choices and reflect who I want to be in Christ." It's very, very difficult for us to let go of relationships. It's very difficult when we care about those people. And I don't think God would ever want us to stop caring for those people. But I do think that it's pertinent for us to have boundaries and for us not to put ourselves in situations in which our good character can be corrupted. Realizing that people are watching us. They're watching the way we speak. They're watching the way we act. They're even watching who we hang out with and what we do for activities. So I want to encourage you with that today. I want to encourage you to surround yourself with people who have godly character, not just ethical people, but people who you want to be like, people who will encourage you in your faith and not discourage you in your faith. Do not be misled. So many people feel, "I can change them." And there are times and places, absolutely, that we are to try to change others into understanding what it means to be a follower of Christ. But most of us can't put ourselves in sinful situations and not fall into sin. So there's so many ways in today's world and in social media that we can reach out and encourage people, love people without falling into things that would show ungodly character. Would you pray with me about that today? God, forgive me when I am in circumstances where I'm not who you've called me to be. In fact, I'm not who I want to be in those circumstances. Holy Spirit, would you just show me those moments that I am bending to who I really am, that I am not reflecting who I want to be in you. Thank you that you're such a gracious and merciful God. And Lord, if even one person hears this today and says, I need to make some changes because my character is being corrupted by other people, and I've realized that I'm not to the point where I'm strong enough to not fall into that, and I've exposed myself to things that are not of you, Lord, forgive me for that, but thank you for bringing it to my attention in the gentleness that you do, Lord, and you want me to be more like you. God, would you, for those people listening to this today who so badly want Christian relationships, would you give them the strength to seek those out? If that's somebody in church that they connect with, if it's connecting in a small group or in some kind of ministry in the church, I just pray, Lord, that you would very clearly show them that all they have to do is step out to step into those relationships. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your love. Thank you for giving us a church family of people who are like-minded in the area of desiring to follow you. We're all imperfect, but Lord, we know that together we can become strong. As it says in Ecclesiastes, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Father, would you guide us today? Would you give us strength today? And may we please you in what we do, say, and think, in Jesus' name. Amen.